The Bible has clear warnings about borrowing money when there's no clear way to pay it back. But are there guidelines for when we can borrow? Hi, I'm Chuck Bentley. This is My Money Life from Crown. Today, our founder, the late Larry Burkett, explains how to manage any necessary borrowing.
I believe the goal of God's people is to be debt-free. Doesn't mean you can't borrow money. I believe the scripture teaches that we can borrow money. I believe it just sets some very specific limits on borrowing. Number one, in scripture, all borrowing was short-term. The year of remission was created so that every seventh year, in the Jews' case, every seventh year they were released from all their debt. So debt was always short-term. Think what we would be like as a group if we were totally debt-free. You cannot be spiritually free and financially bound. I get calls from young students who are graduating from medical school, who went there specifically to become medical missionaries, that once they graduated, they will never be medical missionaries. I talked to hundreds upon hundreds of people getting out of college, would like to join a mission group, a campus crusade or a Young Life or one. They can't do it because the amount of debt that they carry into their marriages is so great they cannot live on what those ministries can pay them. So they get trapped outside of God's plan. I mean, anybody who ever got into debt will tell you it's a lot of fun. Anybody who tried to get out of debt will tell you it's not a lot of fun. But Satan just found a really neat tool to suck God's people out of God's plan.
Well, if you're looking for help or encouragement with your finances, call the Crown Helpline, 800-722-1976. That's 800-722-1976, or go online to find free resources at crown.org.